Dr. Gainsbury, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Sally, how are AFL players vulnerable to gambling?
Elite athletes are traditionally a group that has been at risk of gambling problems, particularly when it's young men who have high salaries, a lot of unstructured time between training, and obviously an interest in sports. And young people, young men in particular, are quite likely to enjoy risk-taking. Things like gambling are really appealing to this group. Now, people who are involved in sports might think they have some insider knowledge that makes them more likely to have a successful bet. And then you couple that with all the advertising and promotions for gambling around the stadium, and it's not feasible that young athletes will start engaging in the betting behaviour.
Well, how does gambling impact players' health and performances?
Gambling has a lot of impacts on psychological and physical health, particularly when someone starts gambling and losing money more than they can afford. That leads to stress, it leads to worry, anxiety, and even depression at clinical levels. At a physiology level, you've got worry impacting on sleep and on eating. We often find that people with gambling problems will report poor sleep and poor eating habits. And they obviously have that stress in the back of their mind that's going to interfere with their other functioning tasks, which includes obviously their job performance.
AFL players, they are role models, and if and Australia does have a gambling problem of itself, with our role models also partaking in gambling, is that really compounding the gambling issue here in Australia?
Well, Australia is a nation that very much enjoys gambling as a recreational activity, but the majority of people who gamble don't have problems. They do so recreationally within affordable limits. Gambling is only problematic when people start spending more money than they can afford, or it starts encroaching on other activities, other things they're thinking about, if it's causing stress, obviously, if it's becoming unaffordable. So it's important to separate out those issues of just placing a bet doesn't necessarily mean someone has a problem. What is somewhat problematic is when placing a bet becomes linked with sports betting to the extent that it's perceived that you can't enjoy sports without placing a bet, which obviously isn't the case. So it's important that there's really clear distinctions, particularly with the increased advertising, that betting is something you can do in relation to sport, but it certainly doesn't mean that you have to or that everyone should be betting in order to enjoy the game.
And following on from that, is there an issue with these players gambling then?
So sporting codes really need to be aware of the impact that the advertising and the partnerships between betting companies have on their players, who are obviously probably the most exposed out of any people to the advertising. We know that ongoing advertising does have an impact on the way people think, even just without them being aware of it. The impacts of advertising are often unconscious. So the perceived positive approval of gambling is something that needs to be considered. And sporting codes then, if they're going to be having this advertising, need to have programs set up, education, encouraging players not to bet, to discuss the risks, to be very clear about what's actually allowed under contracts, because obviously it's not allowed to bet on games that you're involved in, to be very clear about the risks and alternative activities other than gambling.
I guess it's just more transparency and more discussion about this.
Well, it's important to recognise that all employees have work-health-life balance, and that employers should take some interest in making sure that all employees, regardless of their organisation, are actually maintaining pretty healthy lifestyles. Now, when you're actually putting people at risk by exposing them to a high degree of advertising for one particular product, whether it's casino workers or workers within gambling venues or professional athletes who are exposed to a high degree of advertising for gambling products, that the employee, if they're going to put their employees at that position, need to put in place programs to reduce that risk, such as education and discussions to make sure that their employees have their health cared for.
Well, it'd be great to see, the AFL talk a bit more about this. Dr. Gainsbury, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.